The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Welcome to draft day. Are you guys pumped? Are you excited? Look out on the plaza. Look at it. They're putting out the picnic tables. I hope it doesn't rain because it's 71 degrees and cloudy. The high today is 76. The low tonight, 69 degrees.
Let's get freaky. That is Kurt. He is Shannon. That's Chris, who has a very, very, very
long
weekend. I am Zaddy Holly. Together, we make Hanging with the Boys the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak.
Yes.
Brought this to you. Segment is brought to you.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go.
No.
Go.
You
go.
Got it. I'm sorry.
No, you got it.
I'm on your toes.
No, go ahead.
I'm in your business. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Saying it.
It's brought to you by Wingstop.
There we go.
Flavor gets his wings.
There you go. How you fellas feeling? We are the official draft day kickoff show.
What does that mean?
That means not much because we don't know a whole lot about the draft.
This is the one show, not honestly, like if we're being completely honest.
And that's what we do here. You don't want to listen to the show.
You don't want to listen to the show. I'm just, if you woke up this morning, like, we say football horny here. If you woke up draft horny here this morning and you thought, man, I'm tuning in all day long to DallasCowboys.com and Hanging with the Boys are going to kick this thing off for absolutely amazing draft coverage.
Nope. They're going to give me the inside and let me know about insider deals. No.
No. This is, now, once the draft picks are drafted,
there we go.
And they get into camp, oh, now I'm cooking. Yeah. Now I can go in, I can start putting things together.
You got to have them in the building first.
Yeah, I don't.
Did you ever pay much, when you were playing, did you ever pay much attention to the draft, what was going on?
No. Like, yes and no. Like, I've told the story about when the Cowboys drafted Dez Bryant.
Oh.
Right? Like, I was in Mexico, and I was like, oh, there's my job. Because you just, every time you start looking at, you know, guys get drafted, you just think about, boy, that roster starts pushing down. If you're at the, you know, it's just like business is business. They start pushing down. I mean, you follow it just, you know, out of the sheer just excitement for the draft. But you hear like Broadus and Nick Harris and Kyle Yeomans and Aisha Morris and every. I mean, they're watching hundreds of.
Yeah, they get into it.
Like who? I don't. I'm sorry. Like. Nothing against those people.
No, I'm glad there's somebody on that wall.
Because we need me. It's like the Night's Watch. We need them on that wall. Yeah. Am I going to go on top of that wall? No.
No.
I am not sacrificing my life and my family. No. But I mean, it's and they do it. Man, they do such a good job.
They do.
I know there's people that get paid on national platforms to do that, and that's what they do year round. But I mean, this is not just because of who they – I see what they do, and I know the work they do. Like, they're on that level. Like, they put that kind of time and that work into the national – you know, you hear the big names like Kiper, McShay, all that stuff. These guys put the work in, you know?
It's worth checking out when, you know, they'll be doing their draft show through the whole draft.
Yeah.
Starting night, all day Friday night, all day Saturday.
And not only
it's worth checking out. They know they're – especially when you win the Cowboys angle, you know.
Right. And not only do you talk about just, you know, the names that we know or the names that the commoners know, but, like, they're traveling to the Senior Bowls, yep. They're going to the what was the Shrine Bowl here? East West Shrine was here. They're there.
Yeah. Pro days.
Combine. Yeah. I mean, like
Broadus is working the phones on all the GMs and personnel people.
And I gotta give a shout out to Brian Broadus. That's my dude. I gotta give a shout out to Brian Broadus because he is, I would say, in the DFW area, like he's the grandfather of. scouting. I remember way back when the Cowboys was in Valley Ranch, like he was the guy who were bringing guys in and really showing the younger guys. This is before social media got big and YouTube got big, and now everybody has access, which I sometimes don't like, because everybody can put out all this different stuff. But Broadus was one of the guys who, I remember like his first two pupils were guys like Jeff Cavanaugh and Kevin Turner. He was bringing those guys in and sneaking them into Valley Ranch, and they were like, you know, watching the breakdowns, and he was kind of giving those guys the 101 of how do you scout a guy? What does it look like? What is, stacking a board? What does all those things mean? And that birthed this new generation of guys like Kyle Yeomans, like Nick Harris, like the Aisha Morrises of the world, like the Dane Bruglers, and, you know, all the ones that we see now, and, you know, it's all over, and there's a bunch of other, you know, guys like Vas Lombardi and Okoye Media. Like, there's a bunch of other guys who are out there doing it who I think have some really good content, but no better content than what you get as far as cowboy-centric.
Right.
Then,
so they're from the the Brian Broaddus
tree
draft tree.
Yeah. His tree's pretty dope.
Yeah.
His tree's pretty dope.
And that's pretty dope. That's so I was talking about on a national level, they know these guys, right? They get, and Chris, you can speak to this. They get pissed if somebody gets drafted that they don't talk about, right? Like if you guys don't have somebody 100%. Loaded up like that, that
they
just
have a scouting report
that destroys them, doesn't it? And they usually only miss what, maybe one? Two a year, maybe three.
Yeah, I think Dane Brugler missed like one last year in his magazine, and that was like he has like over like 1,100 guys,
and it just destroyed him. Like all the work he put in, he was like
missed that guy.
Man, come on, how'd I miss?
I mean, like I was looking at Dane's top 300. Okay, in the last, I'm missing two guys. One guy I'm trying to get like video of. Okay, the last guy, number 300 on his list. Okay. Baron Matos. You want to take a guess what college he went to?
No.
Baron Matos. I'm going to say a West Coast college.
I would say this is Deep South.
ULM.
Dominican Republic.
Oh, wow.
Deep South.
That's like Deep South.
That's Deep South.
Yeah. So.
I didn't even find a guy.
I don't know where I'm going to find B-roll of this guy.
Good
but
luck.
He's 300, so.
Good luck.
But I find the guy. He had another guy, Giovanni Manu from British Columbia. I did get his film. So.
Oh, you know what? Oddly enough, I've heard that name. Like I've heard.
Yeah.
This is really? I've not.
He's number 296 in his top 300. So
wow.
This is the guy. He's like his measurables are like really good, right?
Yeah, but he played in Canada.
Yeah.
And it was Canadian rules. I'm watching this. And, like, you know how, like, when you're watching film and you know who the dude is?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, he's, like, three times bigger than everybody else on the offensive line. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, sometimes you have to look him up. Okay, which guy I need to circle and that kind of stuff. I'm like, nope, that's the guy
right there.
Guy.
Yeah.
The tight end looks like he's a little running back next to him. You know, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, little guy. Yeah, probably.
It'd be like Shannon lining up next to Nate.
Yeah.
Wow. Seriously. Okay. I mean, really, I'll show you the B-roll. It's hilarious.
By the way, hopefully Nate, shout out to Nate. Hopefully he's recovering well. He said rehab's going good. I sent him a text last night, and he said he hopes to be back in the studio soon. Good. So hopefully we get him in here. I miss Nate. Miss old Nate. And by the way, and so this is the last time I will stroke the draft show's ego, except for Chris, because Chris, we feel for you because it's going to be going to be stuck in a room with no windows for the next 3 days.
My wife this morning goes, "Well, see you tomorrow." That's exactly what she told me.
But as far as like they know the national guys, I think on a level that your national people do. But as far as like Cowboys draft coverage and what they need, what they want, who fits. There's nothing better if you're a Cowboys fan than to listen to that all weekend long because they know everything in every angle. So, all right, enough about them. Let's talk about our show because we're all about us on this show, right? Kurt.
It's the me show.
You don't even have to say a name, but what position do you think they'll draft And what position do you want them to draft in the first round at 24? Or do you want them to trade up or trade back?
I definitely want them to trade back.
Okay.
Ooh.
I think there's going to be enough guys available at 24 that they can drop back. They need picks.
Yeah?
They
How far back do you want them to drop?
Well, not far. You know, late first, early second. I don't want them to drop very far back. But
so 5 to 10 picks back?
Yeah, well, not even maybe not 10, more like 3 to 5 or something.
3 to 5, okay.
Not very far, but I think there's enough, there'll be enough guys at 24 available that they can move back and still get guys that can help them immediately and hopefully pick up some picks that will also help them immediately. So,
what position do you want them to draft and what position do you think?
I would like them to draft a center.
Okay.
I think that's their biggest need right now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good tackles, so I kind of wonder if they're going to lean that way.
All right.
So, but which wouldn't be bad either. I mean, they obviously need some help up there too.
Anyone on the offensive line, I think, is not a bad pick as long as it's a good prospect.
Exactly.
Jesse, what's your
receiver? No. No, it has to be offensive line. Like at this point in time, and this may be part of the reason that sometimes people get a little bit upset with the Cowboys. It's sometimes it's the fault of their own. Sometimes it's not a fault of your own. But when you go into this draft and there's such a glaring need, and everybody around you knows that, the guys that are picking behind you, the guys that are picking in front of you, and, you know, a lot of times you talk about, hey, let's trade back. And, you know, they got to be too willing to tango in this type of, you know, scenario. There has to be a team that's behind you that is saying, hey, we want to jump up and grab a guy. So, and then it has to be, well, what are you willing to give us? Because if you're a second round pick or whatever we're looking at is in the latter part of the second round.
Yeah.
Then that's basically like I'm getting a third rounder,
right?
So I need a guy like I think the Patriots pick up close. I need teams like that who are picking early in the second round that say, okay, yeah, we'll move back, like you were saying, 5 or 6 or 7 picks. But like if you're talking about me moving back 20 picks, we're now talking about we're flirting with, because anytime you start dealing with guys at the tail end of that round, then that guy could easily be the beginning of the next round. So if you're talking tail end of the second, that means that guy could possibly have a third round grade on him. Yeah. And then now the quality goes down. It's offensive lineman, whether it be tackle or guard or center. I think I agree with Kurt a little bit on this as far as getting a center. When I look at the way that this offense is set and your quarterback is set, when Dak is able to be comfortable and clean pocket in front of him, he's a much better quarterback. Mm-hmm. When he's able to drive the football down the field and the pressure isn't, you know, coming in those A and B gaps and center is getting pushed back into his lap and he's able to step into his throw not knocking him, but he doesn't have the supreme arm talent of a Josh Allen, a Patrick Mahomes, you name it, Jordan Love, you name the quarterback that has a supreme arm talent where it doesn't matter the platform on which they throw from, the ball is going to get there accurately, efficiently. It's going to pop out of their
hands.
His
mechanics have to be good.
He's a guy who has to have the mechanic. I got to be upright. I want to step in through it. I want to drive the ball. Now, he can make some, you know, off-kilter throws, but overall,
he's not flicking it with his wrist like Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers.
And it's going 40 yards. No. So I think the center would be best because it's much easier to help on the outsides. I got backs chipping for tackle purposes. I got backs chipping. I got tight ends we can line them out there. And this is a deep draft offensive line wise, so you can't go wrong with either tackle or guard or center. But I do think getting a center would help fortify this offensive line a little bit better. But that's always the tricky part because if it doesn't hit, if it doesn't hit, and that's the part where you don't want to kind of, you know, in these type of positions, and that's what makes offensive line difficult. There's so few of them, like, overall. You know what I mean? Like, there's, like, offensive linemen, whether the draft is big on them or not, it's just a position where there aren't just there in the world itself. There just aren't a bunch of 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", 320, 300, you know, 5 pound, 290 pound human beings just athletically enough to play in this league, just walking around outside. Right? Like there, you can find more 5'10, 5'11 guys and play receiver or play running back or DB or whatever than you can find offensive linemen. So it's even more of a premium that these guys kind of really, really, really have to hit because there aren't many of them. So you can't, even if it misses, you can't just go and kind of replace it elsewhere because the sheer fact of that human being is not on the earth as readily available. Yeah. As other guys, you know, other kinda, size human beings.
Kind of like a defensive tackle. There's only a handful of them that are built the way to play that position, and then even fewer that are physically talented enough to do it.
To do it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, I wouldn't be mad if they got so many needs.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad at a linebacker, although I think they should probably go offensive line just because – and I think – to me, the decisions they made in the offseason point in that direction. Like
all
okay,
in, baby.
We're you know
all
we're,
in, baby.
We're letting we're,
all in, baby.
We're letting these guys go, right?
Yeah.
So, what I think you almost have to address it in the first round. I wouldn't be mad at. I mean, I wouldn't be mad at defensive line. I wouldn't. Right. I don't think you're going to go defensive tackle 2 years in a row because then you're admitting that last year was a failure and you're moving in a different direction. So I don't think
some guys, you definitely need a guy.
Yeah, you need a guy, but I don't think they're going to make that move. Defensive end, I think you're okay, but I wouldn't be if a badass falls, I wouldn't be mad. Only thing I would just be like what are you doing is probably receiver, running back in the first round. I mean, I don't
definitely not that. Yeah.
You know,
but there. I mean, there's,
I think you're good at safety.
There could be some receivers and cornerbacks sitting there that they might rate higher on their board. I don't know.
But I think, you know, and they get in trouble when they reach. That's the one thing.
They did that last year.
That's the one thing when they start playing when they start plugging for need instead of best player on the board. So, if a badass receiver or cornerback falls to you and you got him graded at a top 10 guy and he falls down to you and I don't know, but I do know this. Like, I think they're going to go offensive line. And you know, everybody's talking about, what's the guy's name, Graham?
Barton.
From Duke. Mm-hmm. That can play. Jesse doesn't like that. That can, you know, I think they would slot him as a center, but he can play. You know, we were talking about this earlier with Chris in here before the show. He can play three positions, right? But
Jack of all trades. Master.
Master.
But I think they can't miss this year. I think this year more than any other draft since I have been here in 20 years, like there's more pressure on this draft because last year so far, they say give 3 years before you figure it out, you know, and you had some injuries and things like that, but you can't have a draft this year like you had last year.
They got to find four starters.
Yeah.
Like,
agreed.
In most drafts, like from top to bottom, you try to find three or four starters. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys must find.
And usually you're only getting one or two.
Right. They must find.
Because if you don't.
Four starters
if you don't,
in this draft.
Then that basically sets you back a year, right?
Because 2-3 years probably.
Yeah, because you
missed. Because there'll be a new need that comes about.
Right. That you got to address next year.
That you got to address next year. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I do. I want to tease this, and maybe when we answer it on the other side of this break. Jerry Jones, the Cowboys, right, their draft day room. You see Jerry and Steven at the head of the table. Mm-hmm. You see Will McClay in there. But you see their coaches are in there, mm-hmm. right? And historically, Jerry has been one. While we point a lot of fingers at saying Jerry is kind of running the show, I think a part of the reason sometimes Jerry goes wrong because he listens to a lot of people in the organization and outside the organization.
Mm-hmm.
With the coaching staff, the way that it's currently constructed, your head coach / offensive coordinator is on a last year of his deal with no future looking like, you know, he's going to get signed right now. And your defensive coordinator, Zimmer, who is on a 1-year basically deal, these are the guys who are now giving input in this draft. Are they looking to build future needs
or right now.
Or right now. Right now,
yeah.
We'll talk about that on the other side of this break. Yeah,
let's do that. It's called a tease. Yeah. We don't do that very often. We're not good at teasing. We just like to give it to you.
At least that was a show.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Second segment, Hanging with the Boys, the official draft day kickoff show of the Dallas Cowboys.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com. to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back, Hanging with the Boys, the official draft day kickoff show of the Dallas Cowboys. Second segment brought to you each and every day by blockchain.com. Thank you, blockchain.com. All right, we got a couple of fun things. We'll get to Jesse's point in just a minute. He teased it in the last segment. But Chris had a great game that we're going to play, and we're just going to butcher this. And
I am.
You are, right now.
So,
you
are actually, already Chris, tell them what we're doing.
Okay, you guys were talking about the Cowboys' needs in the first round. Everybody knows that they need an offensive lineman.
Yep.
Okay? So I went on NFL.com, and I looked at every team in the NFL's needs. Okay. Of the 32 teams, 28 of them need an offensive lineman.
So I'm not good at math, but that means there's four that don't,
according to NFL.com, do not need an offensive lineman in this draft.
So we're going to guess live on the show.
Can you name the four?
Wow.
I'm going to go with no. I'm going to be happy if I get one. I'll go first because I don't really know a whole lot about.
I thought we were just throwing names. I don't even have four.
I'm going to go Philly, Miami, KC, and New England.
Mm. None of those.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Miami needs a center because they lost their center. So does Philly. That's an offensive lineman. So. Yeah. So does Philly.
I thought maybe they had a guy ready to go.
No,
they don't.
49ers in there?
Kurt, that's not how you play the game.
Oh, we got a destination. Okay.
Give him four.
49ers. Four. Kurt's going 49ers. Just pick four teams, Kurt. It's not that hard.
Shoot. Jets.
Okay.
Browns.
Okay.
And
I like your picks a lot better than mine.
Packers.
All right, Kurt got one. Ooh. The Jets.
Okay. All right, so Jets are off the board.
Jets are off the board. So there's three teams. There you go.
Okay.
But you have fewer to pick from, so odds are
odds are your favorite. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Detroit.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Seattle. That's interesting. And I'm going to go with Houston.
Ooh, okay. None of those.
Oh! Oh, you're
terrible. According to NFL.com, the four teams that do not need an offensive lineman in this draft would be the Atlanta Falcons, the Jets, the Giants, and the Buffalo Bills.
Hmm.
Really? According to NFL.com.
Interesting. Atlanta surprises me.
Yeah.
Other ones I'm I can see that. That's good. Okay.
That was good.
Good game, Chris. I like that.
That was good.
Game.
That was good.
That was a good game. And, Chris has a Waffle House challenge question that we'll do next segment. You'll want to stay tuned for that because it's very interesting.
That's like one of the times that Nate would lose on purpose. Sure.
Yeah.
I'll be in Waffle House.
It would be
I'll be there an hour.
I'll be there.
Like, be out in 2 hours. I need to eat 23 of these things. Not a problem.
Gotcha.
Not a problem.
Where are the French fries?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Jesse, your tease was coming into the second or coming out of the first segment.
Yes, coming into the coming out of the first segment. We talked about the Cowboys draft needs. You know, Jerry Jones, yes, we know he sits at the height of the table, he and Steven, but around that table, it's Will McClay, it's other scouts, but it's coaches as well. And you look at the draft needs, and you're thinking about, well, I'm trying to find a guy for the next 10 years, mm-hmm. the next 5 yeah. to 10 years. Well, the coaches right now, as they sit, head coach and offensive coordinator Mike McCarthy, he's on the last year of his deal,
mm-hmm.
who, by the way, just hired a new agent. Don Yee. Is his new agent?
Yes.
Yeah, Don Yee's his new agent.
Very strategic move.
Very strategic move. Don Yee has some, he's some heavy hitters.
Interesting timing.
Harbaugh is one of his clients.
Interesting
yeah,
timing.
Yeah, so he just hired a new, agent. It's money season for everybody. Yeah. And then you have Mike Zimmer, who just signed on here recently. And for all of what that is,
mm-hmm.
he's tied to the head coach. So essentially they're both on 1 year deals. Are they looking to draft, and maybe this is an oxymoron question, but are they looking to draft and say, hey, yeah, we're going to draft this guy now, but maybe he needs a year or two before he really blossoms into his full potential? Or are they saying, we got to go right now? Like, I'm pushing for guys that I know that can go right now because our jobs are on the line. And how does that play into the hands of Steven, Jerry, and Will,
yeah.
because those guys are going to be here for the long haul.
Yeah.
So are they pushing out guys saying, you know what? This guy right here may not be a day one starter, but he has the potential to be, man, but needs a little work. Right? Like
yeah.
you see, like the yin and the yang of, are we looking to build for the future or do we need more of a right now need? And that goes back to that reaching
right
component of.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting because I don't know if there's ever been a time, I say that all the time about this season, but it seems like there's so many things that are in disarray around here right now. And this is one of them because that's a great point. Like you got coaches that want to win now, but they might not be here in a year, right? That's a great.
And how does that factor into whoever my next head coach is?
Right.
My next DC
may not like these kind of guys.
Does these guys fit into what they do?
Because you're seeing a trend more and more around the league, offensive and defensive side of the ball, where you hire the coordinator or you hire the coach, and they build out the type of – like Dan Quinn wanted, a certain type of guy, right? And they've even come out and said that these certain players didn't really fit with what they did, which kind of goes with what you say. Sometimes you're – who's building the team?
Right.
Is it the coaching staff or is it the front office, right? And so – you see that a lot with quarterbacks now. You hire the coach and then let the coach, you got a franchise quarterback. You hire the coach. Sometimes it doesn't save the quarterback's job anymore.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I want to bring this guy in. That's, this franchise guy's gone. So that's a great question as to who's building the team and how much input do outside sources have in this.
I think and I hope that they're not just building for next year, that they have to look beyond. As general manager, as Will McClay and his role as the personnel director, they have to be looking beyond just this next year.
I mean, you get with the way that they're handling the offseason, you would hope that that's what they're looking at. Like, because if they were building just for next year, you would have spent a lot more money in the offseason, right?
I read an interesting story, I think it was on The Athletic, about how we always kind of feel like you get this impression that, oh, we're all on board with this player. We're so glad we picked him. Everybody in the room love this guy. But the reality is there's a lot of agendas in that room.
Yeah.
Every coach has their guy. Scouts are jumping on the table for the guy they've put effort into. You know, it's definitely a battleground. It is a war room for a reason. Yeah. So.
I wonder if they get pissed. I'm sure they get emotional when they're, you know, when they're making a case for their guy. But I wonder if they, like, get pissed and hold grudges against people for, like, you know that I wanted this guy. And you know, like, the work that I put in. And you know your guy wasn't as good as this guy. And you went in there and you did this anyway.
No, if you listen to Broder tell it, like, they're like, he tells a story, you know, if you go to Unfiltered with Jesse Holly on YouTube. I interviewed him, like, 2-3 weeks ago. And he tells a story where he was in the war room. And they were like, you know, those guys were like, I told you so. Like that moment, like they didn't get their guy. In a year or two, they go, I told you so. I told you. Like, I didn't want that guy. You wanted that guy. And look at him now. Like, they have those type of conversations. Yeah. So, like, it is, to Kurt's point, it is an absolute war room in there. Because there are guys who, because think about it. If you've been designated to a certain area to scout a guy, and you spent time, energy, and effort in this guy, you're like,
months and this you're away from your family.
This is my guy. This is the guy. You're like, well,
my defensive line coach is coming in and ask, oh, I need this type of player. Well, you know, it's got to piss guys off.
Yeah. So I mean, there is definitely some contentious, some very tense conversations that happen in that war room, and then guys walk out. Either there are two modes. Like, and I think I'm gonna be looking for this in the war room footage, because there's an excitement, right? We put our draft pick in, we get them, right? But there's sometimes it's like that. And there's other guys that are like, you know what I mean? Like, we're happy for the team. Say who the hell I want.
The camera's on, clap, smile.
It's like,
pat Jerry on the back.
Yeah, good job, guys. Yeah, we're high-fiving. And you can tell, like, there's one side of the room is like, let's go! And there's another like, okay. Yeah. We'll see how this works out.
Half the room's lighting cigars, the other half's like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Sipping old bourbon.
Yeah. You can't. There are some guys right now in the scouting department, in the coaching hallway, that are looking at like, told y'all I should have never went with Mozzie Smith. Yeah. Told y'all. Yeah. I told y'all. We should have went with.
Listen to Dan Quinn, your coach, instead of the guys who've been watching film all year.
I told you. We should have went linebacker. We should have went, you know. Yeah. You can't tell. I told those guys, you know, boss man fat. I told those guys. I told them, don't go to that. Don't go to this guy. There are guys that are saying that right now about certain guys.
Yep. All right, guys, let's take our last break. When we come back, Chris is going to let us know what the Waffle House Challenge is and what has to happen for that to come to fruition. And we'll wrap up the official kickoff show of Dallas Cowboys Draft Day on Hanging with the Boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got them next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys Fan of the Year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year Award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to dallascowboys.com/fanoftheyear and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Jigsaw, the proud dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Chris, you got me that free membership yet?
Signed up yet?
I'm waiting on Chris to get me that free membership.
Forget the membership. Actually, I did reach out to somebody about that. Actually,
okay, good.
No, so we're working on that.
They're like, we don't want his kind on our app.
No. Actually, I sent it to Nikki and said, hey, who's the person on it? The person who started on it left, and now they have someone else.
So okay.
We're working on getting you a.
Let's go. We'll do some live experimentation.
Maybe get a girl to call in.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah,
we can screen them on over the air. Yeah, over
the first date revisit. There we go.
There you go.
Big news for you, though. Tomorrow.
Yeah, big day. Yeah.
Big day.
Ooh, yeah. I am going to get my physical.
Nice. Yes, he is.
After months and months of harassment this show.
Years. I don't want to call it harassment.
Love, yes. I am going to. And
it's a fine line.
And thanks. You guys did a great job. I knocked the dentist out first. Everything's good in that department. Now I'm going to, hopefully I don't have to have as much work from the doctor as I did the dentist. Yeah. Holy cow. But yeah, and Chris kind of pushed me over the edge when he went ahead and did his. So if anybody out there is putting it off, just go do it.
Call Chris.
Be in solidarity with me and Chris and go do it. I'm sure I'm about 99% positive. Next Thursday I will come in with another appointment that
they would honestly, dude,
be running it.
No,
I might already have it done by next
Thursday. May already have it done the way they work.
Go ahead and get it out of the way. So yes, big day tomorrow. So I'll keep you guys posted. All right, Chris, you want to tell us about the Waffle House Challenge before we get going?
Yeah, so Nick Harris, I always have to say Nick Harris because we have Nick Eatman around here now. So Nick Harris on the draft show. And
what? Well, it's like saying Joe Trahan.
Oh, yeah, you got two Joes.
You got white Joe, black Joe.
Okay, gotcha. yeah, the other one works for Channel 5, right? No,
Channel 8.
Channel 8, I'm sorry. Yeah, so. Anyways, the Waffle House Challenge, if anybody's ever heard of it, is where you go to Waffle House for 24 hours, and for every waffle you eat, it knocks an hour off your time.
So you have to stay in Waffle House for 24 hours to fulfill the obligation.
So, yeah, right off the bat, you're going to be there for 23 hours because you can at least eat one waffle.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So subtract your time with waffles. Yeah. Okay? So Nick said he is not going to run a marathon like Kyle Yeoman did a couple years ago for CeeDee Lamb, but he did say he would go to the Waffle House Challenge for Troy Fatanu, the offensive guard out of Washington.
God.
He's a god. He's the number one guard on Dane Brugler's board. Mm. If this guy falls to us, there's a lot of people maybe do Waffle House Challenges. He's ranked number 9 overall of all the all the players this year. So
wow.
Yeah, so we'll see if that.
So
happens.
It's just Nick, huh?
Actually, I think Broadus said he'd do it with him.
Well, you got to have somebody to do it with you because you got to have somebody to
To monitor?
Yeah, just to hold you accountable, right?
I mean, you think about this. Like, do it on a day where there's a lot of things in sports. So you can bring a laptop and, work.
I mean, hell, I probably did that in college, cramming for a test.
I know,
we had
right?
all night. We had a couple Waffle Houses in West Monroe.
You cram for what?
Test. Well, dude, I was the biggest procrastinator. I would wait.
Study. You ain't study for no damn
test. See, the Waffle House, challenge.
I'd wait till the night before. We had an all-night diner. We had two. They wound up opening two Waffle Houses, but we had an all-night diner that I would go to, and I would sit because I don't study well in a real quiet environment because I get distracted. I have to have, like, things going on around me where I can just look up and go, okay. And I would go, and I'd get in there about 7 o'clock, and I'd leave at about 4 in the morning and then go take my test at 8 or 9. So, but yeah, I would study. But
you're not really a breakfast guy.
I didn't eat breakfast, but I would eat all night. I'd graze all night. So, yeah. Well, hope that comes to fruition. They have him going at 9, huh? Do you think there's any possibility the Cowboys move up in this draft?
No.
Very slim.
Yeah, you have to give up too much.
Yeah. And they don't have room to give up.
Picks.
Right.
They don't have, remember we gave, what do you get for Trey Lance? A fourth.
Yeah.
Four.
So if you trade back,
and with that,
if you trade back, you get a fourth.
Zach Wilson just went for a sixth rounder.
They gave a fourth round for Trey Lance.
Which I think I would rather have Trey Lance than I would Zach Wilson.
His contract runs out the same time as Dak Prescott. How can you find out anything what he's going to be?
Practice.
Not a game.
Yeah.
Not a game.
Practice.
How many waffles do you think you could put down?
In 24 hours?
24 hours, yeah.
I mean, the waffles there are huge.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not small.
I tried to eat a stack of, like, pancakes one night.
So how many do you think?
Pancakes are terrible.
I could probably, 5, maybe.
In 24 hours?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Your son could eat 5 in 24. Yeah. Your son could do 5 in.
I don't know, man.
You could do
6 hours.
You could do 5 in 8 hours. Yeah. Probably. You could do
at least 10.
2 for breakfast.
Oh, so 10.
You could do 6. Yeah. You could do.
Okay. Be there for 15 hours.
2 for breakfast, 2 for lunch, 14 and 2 hours. For dinner. That wouldn't be a problem. That would just be like a normal 3 meals. So then you got another. What's the math? If you're there 8.
4.
No, if you're there for 8 hours, you got 24 hours.
See, it's fun. It's fun because you
say
know,
8 to 8. So let's just say 12 hours. You got another 12 hours. So yeah, you should be able to do. Yeah. You should be able to do 12.
See, the Waffle House Challenge is known for fantasy football league losers.
Right. Yeah,
you know Kyle is really bad with bets. He really is. He had run a marathon for CeeDee Lamb, right?
Which is actually he wanted them to get him.
Yeah, exactly.
Is he bad at bets or is he good at bets?
Well. Then he lost his fantasy football league last year and had to take the SAT over again.
That's crazy.
Wow. All his buddies tailgated at the school, right? They're tailgating in the morning.
You can just go take
He had to wear a suit and tie to do it.
Wow. You can just go take the SAT. Like,
just sign up for it.
Yeah, just sign up for it.
Really?
Yeah.
We had the ACT.
They just want some money.
Yeah. Yeah, they want your money.
Yeah.
How did y'all score? Did y'all have to take SAT or ACT?
I did the ACT.
You did?
Yeah. I did both.
I did ACT. I mean, SAT.
SAT?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How was y'all scores? Good, bad?
Not bad.
I did just enough.
Me too.
I needed an 820 and a 2.5 GPA. I scored an 849 for
you. You were like, I'm done? I took it, I'm done. I'm in.
The only university that told me no was Notre Dame. They were like, no, we're good. You won't meet our academic criteria. Every other university said, if you got a 2.5 GPA and you score an 820 on the SAT, you could be accepted.
You're in.
Really?
I scored an 840. And they were like, you want to take it again? I said, are y'all idiots? No, I'm done.
I'm in, right? Y'all
funny,
told me 820.
So this is a girl named Marie Alberg, who was like our senior class, what is it, valedictorian? Yeah. She cussed me out in the gym, in the lunchroom, so bad.
Really?
Because we were all getting our results back the same day. And so everyone was like opening up their results and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And we're discussing them and all this kind of stuff. And I get an 840, right? And I'm like, I'm super happy. I'm like,
I go everywhere but Notre Dame.
I go anywhere in the world but Notre Dame. I'm like, you name it, Miami.
You could go there now though.
I probably can. I'm like Michigan. I mean, and she's like, you know what? I'm so sick and tired of you athletes. And I mean, she went on me. She was like, I've taken the SAT 3 times. I've done SAT preps. And she got like, I think she had like a 1270 or something like that. Mm. She was like, I cram and da 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 da. And you get to have this bull score and you get to pick the unit. And I was just like, well, Marie, you should probably shoot a basketball or catch a football or something like that. And she was like so irate at me. And I was just like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, that's what they said I needed. I got the 840 and I'm good to go.
All right, Kurt, before we get out of here, give me a name.
Shout out to Marie.
Give me a name. They are going to trade down and pick up that, Jackson Center.
JPJ?
Yeah. It's bad. I can't even know the
Jackson
guy.
Power Johnson.
Power Johnson, yeah.
From Oregon.
So you think he's going to slide past?
Oh, he'll be down in that range.
You think he'll be down in that range? Yeah. Okay. Jesse?
I think they go with the guy from Duke.
Graham Barton.
Boy, did that hurt coming out of your mouth.
I didn't even know you could say that word.
Jeez.
I mean, listen.
Carolina guy's going to get drafted?
Oh, you think so?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Are they?
Maybe in the top. Maybe the top three?
Top three picks, baby. Quarterback you. We quarterback
is he,
you, baby.
Is he good?
Yeah.
Is he worth, is he going to?
Yes.
Is he better than 50-50? On hitting, you think?
Yes.
Okay.
But again, with these quarterbacks, it's all about what are you putting around them.
Right.
He's not going to go to Washington because they're sick and tired of their North Carolina quarterback.
Did you see over the decade of the teens, the 2011-20, 14 quarterbacks were taken in the top five. Five are considered franchise quarterbacks now.
Wow.
So Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen.
Yeah, I think they had Kyler Murray. There's just according one order, they considered Kyler Murray. It was based on years and second contracts and all this kind of stuff. So
30% hit as a franchise guy. 25%.
Would that be Joe Burrow there?
Yeah, Burrow.
Joe Burrow, Allen, Mahomes, Murray, Herbert.
Yeah.
That'd be Herbert. That's right, yeah.
Yep.
It's not very good odds.
Not very good odds.
And it's 50-50 whether they're even – a starting quarterback, really, you know?
Like, we got one. Don't want to pay him. Got to see more leaves. Got to see more leaves fall.
Oh, man. We could have done a whole show on that.
Falling all around.
Chris, give me a name before we get out of here.
It's probably going to be Barton, if I was to guess.
Okay.
If he's not there, we'll probably trade down. And I would – there's a center out of West Virginia.
Zach Frazier.
Okay. Who's really good. I mean, he was like a 4-time West Virginia wrestling champion. That's what you want as a center.
Somebody nasty.
Yeah, the guy knows how to like, well, balance and that kind of stuff. Yeah. So.
But does he have the intelligence of?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, right. He's good.
All right. Well, tonight is the most exciting day of the year for some fans. I think just Graham Barton.
I think we gracefully BS'd our way through this entire thing today.
We did.
We sold it.
And you could have went to 10 because I don't have a show after you guys.
Now we're good.
I know you're good.
No, we're good. Like today's one of the days that we're on time.
Chris,
we're like 2 minutes over. Yeah. We're on time.
We can talk about All In. We can talk about Zeke. We can talk about
Michael Parsons.
Michael Parsons. Zeke. That's it. Zeke's agent and Cowboys met yesterday, apparently.
Yeah,
the reports say.
How would you feel about him coming back?
Exactly.
Our fans, I mean, you're paying him how much dead money?
$6 million already.
And then you would have to pay him another two a year?
Maybe three.
I was talking to Nick Eatman last night on the phone. I was like, but then it's not dead money anymore. He's actually on your team, so you're actually getting something out of it. So, like, you should probably.
You'd be paying $9 million to a guy who you'll give minimal snaps to?
Yeah.
I mean, but they're in a spot. Who's your starting guy right now?
It shouldn't be
Rico?
Zeke.
No. Is Rico your starter?
Probably on paper.
Yeah.
Unless you draft a guy, right?
Yeah. Would you take that Texas guy in the second round?
Jonathan
coming
Brooks.
Coming off of ACL?
You know what? I'm biased. Not that I have a Texas ties, but my really good friend and brother was his running back coach. Okay. It's a sharp choice.
It's another.
Did he say he's the dude?
And he says he's the dude.
Another second round injury guy.
You know what?
Don't coaches like their guys?
Of course.
I'm just saying, like,
but this wasn't a Twitter conversation. This was like he and I talking, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Like he was like, hey, when he tore his ACL, he was telling him he was the one that suggested he go to see Dr. Cooper to get it, you know, get it done. So, well,
Cooper's the man now that the other guy in Alabama retired.
Oh, is he really?
Dr. Andrews?
Yeah. Dr. Andrews retired, so now everybody's going to Cooper pretty much now.
So how much does that play in, because you say Tashard Choice, he's got a relationship here in the building, you know? How much does that play into Jerry being able to pick up the phone and go, look, be honest with me and tell me about this guy? And then plus the team doctors operated on him.
Yeah, that has to play some sort of a role.
It's got to get equity, right? Yeah. It's got to be... When you just you have that kind of inside information, that's got to raise their value a little bit. When you,
but
have
I'm always scared of guys like, you got to have another year past that injury to kind of really
how much impact.
Hey, Cooper's done some other surgeries around here that hadn't kind of responded. Yeah. And
wait a minute, what round did we say he would go here?
Second.
And he's injured in college.
Let's bring him on. Bring him on in.
But here's the thing is, I don't know if he's going to be there when we pick in the second round. So someone's going to take him ahead of us.
But did that team take him ahead of us to have an actual starting running back on their roster?
Probably.
Right? Like, that's the thing. Like, if it's the team that has a reliable back already there, then you have the time to go, you know what? We can bring this kid along and don't have to rush him into a starting role. I think if he comes here, you're looking for him to kind of be really impactful,
right?
Kind of right away. And I don't think he'll be ready until training camp, right? Yeah, at least full go until training camp.
I don't think he's.
He hurt it in November against TCU.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
August will give you 9 months.
I don't know.
The finger count. I was like,
yeah.
I mean.
Just look at Pollard last year coming off his injury. Would you say he was the same? I don't, maybe.
He didn't hit his stride until the end of the year.
Seemed like. Yeah.
But remember, he tore his ACL. No, he broke his leg.
Broke his leg.
And
But he had ligament damage in his ankle as well.
So. Yeah, and he did that in January, right? So.
Yeah, playoffs. Mm-hmm. All right, fellas, let's get out of here. Good show.
Where are you watching it tonight? Just Kurt. Home?
I will be.
We'll be
right doing here. We're doing a deal tonight.
Over here. Yes.
We're doing a little.
Where do I tune in for that?
We're doing a little show. I'll tell you off the air. Oh. I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
So it's on an X-rated. It's on an X-rated site.
No, it ain't. No, it's not.
OnlyFans is
OnlyFans.
Busted. Dude.
Get the feet.
Imagine
on
if
there.
You had an account like that, Jesse.
We'll be
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Make some money.
There we go. All about the money.
What would you call it?
My page? Welcome to Hollywood.
Hey!
Ooh, hey, all right.
There we go.
Yeah, we'll be doing a little deal for about the first hour.
I mean, if y'all want to just go and check that, it's Hollywood the knee. If y'all just happen to be on OnlyFans.
Chris, what time are we projected to pick at 24?
Corey haven't sent me the list yet, but it's probably like 9:30. And then if we trade out of that, you can see the plaza clear out pretty quickly.
Yeah, everybody goes home.
Especially if it's a line or a lineman, too. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So
nothing sexy about the fat boys.
No. Well, Kurt, good seeing you. Jesse, good stuff. Chris, thanks for keeping us on the air. What's my man's name?
Josh,
thanks for keeping us up on all the social channels. Nate, get better. We need you back on the show.
What's up, Jazz?
What's up, Jazz? Thanks for keeping Chris company. We will be back next Thursday. Same time, same place, talking draft follow-up on Hanging with the Boys.
We out. Sorry.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about you, Cowboys? Yeah!